one of the studies we keep on coming back to on the health report is the Asprey study, ginormous study, 19,000 people looking at the benefits or not of low-dose aspirin if you're otherwise healthy, not had a heart attack or stroke. So we've also shown that there actually is no benefit for your heart, but you're going to take up the cudgels on cancer, Priya.
Yes, the same study has looked at the impact of low-dose aspirin in healthy older people, and does it actually reduce your risk of cancer? Now, we need to remember there is some evidence suggesting that for well middle-aged people, there might be a benefit when it comes to colorectal cancer. But does the same benefit exist if you're older? Should we all be on aspirin? I spoke to the study's first author, Suzanne Orchard, who's Associate Professor in the School of Public Health and Preventative Medicine at Monash University.
So ASPRE stands for aspirin in reducing events in the elderly, and it commenced in 2010 as a randomised clinical trial. It was conducted in older persons. We recruited individuals over the age of 70 in Australia and in the United States. And the trial randomly allocated its participants to low-dose aspirin or a matched placebo. And the idea was to explore whether daily low-dose aspirin could prolong disability-free survival. So we've collected throughout the course of the study cancer outcomes in our participants. The randomised clinical trial ran for a median of 4.7 years. It finished in 2017, and at that point, participants were asked to stop taking their study medication, so either their aspirin or their placebo. After that time frame, though, we invited our participants to continue on with us, undertaking the same kind of follow-up that we had undertaken during the clinical trial phase. The only difference there was that participants were no longer taking their study medication. So this is why we call this an observational phase, because there's no intervention.
So there's this paper that's been published around aspirin preventing colorectal cancer. And the results from your study appear to conflict a lot of what we thought we knew in this space, which is that people often go on aspirin in later life to try and reduce the risk of bowel cancer. But what have you found?
Yeah, well, on the long term, we did not find, first of all, any association between low-dose aspirin and cancer incidence. But in particular, in terms of colorectal cancer, which, as you've mentioned, is one of the more common cancer types that people will take aspirin for, we found no association between low-dose aspirin and any change in risk of colorectal cancer.
And in fact, so basically taking that low-dose aspirin, if you're over 70, 70 and over, didn't reduce the risk of developing bowel cancer, but in fact it saw that there was a higher risk of potentially having poorer outcomes if you got cancer.
Yes, indeed. We have seen an elevated risk of cancer-related mortality, and in fact we saw that elevated cancer mortality risk at the end of the clinical trial phase, and we reported that that risk was elevated to around about 35% above normal risk level. But when we did analyses that looked purely at the observational phase, so when we looked at the data restricted to the timeframe where people weren't taking their study medication, we saw no change in cancer mortality risk. So when we combined the two phases together, which our latest report does, and we look at that overall time frame, we do still see an elevated cancer-related mortality risk, but that risk is now 15%. And we believe that it really is more likely just a leftover effect coming from that clinical trial phase.
So you're saying that once someone stops the aspirin, it doesn't have that long-lasting or legacy effect. It doesn't continue to increase the risk.
Correct. Yes, it starts to, we believe, dissipate over time. So indeed, we feel that with longer follow-up, we may well see that risk come back down to normal population level.
I just wonder, Suzanne, if it's quite confusing for people now, because you've got the President of the United States saying that he's taken high-dose aspirin, we don't know why.
Yes.
Then you've got some cancer guidelines in Australia saying, you know, if you're 50 and over, you can consider aspirin for the prevention of bowel cancer, speak to a health professional, weigh up the risks and the benefits. If we just talk about healthy adults 50 and over at the moment, where are we at currently when it comes to the evidence with considering aspirin for prevention of bowel cancer? We're talking about not the older over 70, that slightly younger age group.
There actually are quite good evidence that low-dose aspirin in middle-aged people, in terms of colorectal cancer, there is a beneficial effect. So the guidelines in those age groups, I know the Australian Cancer Council, for example, will actually say that upon discussion with your clinician, of course, that low-dose aspirin is okay for age groups below 69, so between 50 to 69.
So what we're specifically talking about from the Aspirin and Aspirin extension is that for people aged 70 and over, this is a completely different entity now. And what is the takeaway? What is the recommendation really? Is it that if you're thinking about this for cancer prevention, the evidence isn't there?
Correct, very much so. And of course, any medication comes with some risks, and we all know that aspirin has, of course, an increased risk of bleed. But our study also shows that there is that elevated risk of late stage cancer mortality. So if there is no benefit to be had and the risk is there, then it's obviously not worth considering. So our main message would be, aside from having a conversation with your healthcare provider, of course, that initiating a strategy of low dose aspirin for the sole purpose of primary cancer prevention is not recommended in older people.
Suzanne Orchard, who's Associate Professor in the School of Public Health and Preventative Medicine at Monash University.
And it's coming thick and fast on the Aspirin study because, in fact, after you did that interview, they published a study on brain ageing and looking particularly at things called white matter intensities. Now, these are little white patches that you see on an MRI scan, which are thought to be part of the brain ageing process. And using that as an objective measure of brain ageing, they wanted to see whether or not taking aspirin, low-dose aspirin, in this group of people made a difference to white matter intensities. And sadly,
it didn't. It didn't. So I think if you're hearing President Trump tell everybody that he's on high-dose aspirin for whatever reasons, a lot of the evidence just isn't there. And there are potential risks.
Like his hand, which is bruised from shaking people's hands.
That's right, because he's on antiplatelet medication. That is right. On ABC Radio National, you're getting all the reliable information when it comes to aspirin on the Health Report.